Well, praise God. We are glad to be back.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We're glad to be back. We are talking about the goodness of God.
Amen.
To the glory of God. Amen. And that's just talking about His goodness.
Yes.
And I just love it. You know, the foundation for all of this is, surely as thou livest, the whole earth shall be filled with my glory.
Yes.
And that's just a wonderful thing for us as God's children, to know that He wants to fill the earth with His goodness.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And so we're excited about that. And we just want to continue to talk about that. Because I believe that there are more and more people who are desiring to see the goodness of the Lord in their life.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want to see the goodness of God in my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, yes.
I want to see this. But here's the other thing, and I can say this with all sincerity. I really desire to see the goodness of God in other people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
I want other people to be blessed.
Yeah.
I don't get mad when other people get blessed.
Amen.
That means God's still blessing folk.
Amen.
I mean, He has to stop blessing folk.
Amen.
Oh, you got your answer to your prayer? Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. That encourages me to keep believing.
Amen.
Amen. So keep telling us how God's doing stuff for you.
Yeah.
It encourages us to believe on God for what we're believing on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so we praise God. I thank God that He just blesses. Amen. His goodness can be seen all around us. But let's look at Exodus chapter 16 today, in verse number 7, and it says, "And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord."
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I like that right there.
Amen.
In the morning, you shall see the glory of the Lord. Yes. Can you imagine if you went to bed at night, and you just said to yourself, "And in the morning, I'm going to see the glory of the Lord."
Amen.
I tell you this right now, you get a good night's sleep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
In the morning, I'm going to see the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. You know, there's some people who go to bed at night and don't even want to wake up in the morning. I mean, they want to wake up.
Right.
But they don't want to get out of bed. They don't want to get up early.
Yeah.
They don't want to face the day. Mm-hmm. Because maybe there's a challenge waiting for them tomorrow. There's an issue or a problem waiting for them in the morning.
Yeah.
And that can bother them. You know, there's some people, I used to be like this. I couldn't stand Sundays. Sunday night, I had to go to work on Monday, and I didn't like my job.
Right.
And I hated Monday. I hated for the weekend to end, because I didn't want to get up the next morning and go to work.
Right.
And I didn't like my job.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if instead of thinking that, I had in my mind, in the morning, I shall see the glory of the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. That fills you with hope.
No question.
If you go to bed thinking about that, I'm just thinking about that now.
Right.
You know, there are some things that you don't want to face the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to bed with hope like that, saying, "But in the morning, I want to see the glory of the Lord," then you know that when you're faced with that situation, God's going to step in.
Amen.
That you have expectations.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And hope maketh not ashamed.
Amen.
There it goes.
So that's right.
There you have it. That in the morning. You know, something about the morning.
Yeah.
You see the glory of the Lord.
Yeah. And when you say, "I shall." That's why I love this. I shall see. Not I might.
Right.
Perhaps. No,
I shall see it.
The glory of the
Amen.
Lord. I shall see the goodness of God in my life somehow.
Amen.
Amen. And then when you wake up, to me, I believe you now are filled with like a strength, like, you know, with the day. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, you're ready.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You're ready to take on whatever it is.
Right.
Because you're filled with that, you know, expectation that you're going to see the glory of the Lord.
Right.
So whatever comes on, you say, "Yeah, I'm going to see the glory of the Lord today."
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, so it sort of gets you like a fighting fire.
It does. It does. It puts some pep in your step.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of us need pep in our step?
Amen.
I mean, because here's the thing. You know, life can wear you down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? If you don't have the strength of God to go through life, life can wear you down.
Yes.
And the devil tries to beat you down. You know, so it's no surprise then that so many people can get, you know, we've all been there, but we can feel weighed down.
Yes.
By the burdens of life. That's why Jesus said, you know, come unto me, those who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Right, because a lot of us are burdened and heavy laden.
Yes.
Our shoulders
wow.
are hunched over, and we can barely, you know, make it through the day.
Yes.
But as you said, if we have a spirit of expectation, right,
yes.
I'm going to see the goodness of God today.
Yes.
It's something, you know, we have to use our mouths to create our world.
Yes.
The same way God used His words
yes.
to create
yes.
the world. You know what I mean? That's how it's creative power.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we can create a totally different environment for ourselves and for our families if we are convinced and we say out loud, in the morning I shall see the goodness of God.
Amen.
Today I shall see His goodness.
Yes. Speak that thing into existence. The scripture says death and life and the power of
yeah.
the sun. So many things that we go through, we can shape our worlds by what we say
no
out
question.
Of our mouth.
No
so even if, you know, we're in a situation and we speak in the morning, okay, this is happening now,
that's right.
but it's okay, because in the morning, I'm going to see the glory of
no
the Lord.
Way.
Speak that thing and
Amen.
watch that situation change, because it's going to follow your words.
Yeah.
You know, those actions are going to follow what you speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to bring it to pass. Just like God spoke into existence.
Wow.
You know, it's going to bring it to pass.
That's right.
So we shall see the glory of the Lord
right.
in the morning.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you know, and here's the thing. I believe that when you talk about expectation, what does expectation do? You know, It leads us to look for the thing we're expecting. You see what I mean? So no longer are we going through the day sort of like with a casual approach to things, but we're actually looking for the goodness of God. So the phone rings. I'm telling you now, like there's things, I'm looking for God right now. Every time I get my email notification, I say out loud, that's it, that's the one right there.
Amen.
And then I look at it, that ain't it. It's the next one. I'm telling you, and then I hear the thing, and if I'm expecting something, I go, that's the one, that's the one. And see, somebody say, well, how can you live like that? Because every time it's not happening, aren't you getting discouraged? No,
no.
Because I'm believing in somebody who can't lie.
That's right. Amen. So it's going to happen.
Right?
You can't pinpoint when.
No.
It's
not
happen.
Up to me to know when. But you know what I think is up to me? To believe that now is the time. Now faith is. So I got to believe God now. And so if I have faith now, every time that notification, doo-doo-doo-doo, oh, that's it. Oh, not that one. Then I go back again. Oh, that's it. But when we have this expectation of that I shall see the goodness of God, I shall see the glory of God, you wake up looking for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You wake up looking for it. The mailman comes down thinking bills and nothing but bills. I know it's part, nothing but bills in the mailbox. No, you think, I got some good in that mailbox.
Amen.
Because right. you're looking for the goodness
That's
of God.
Right.
Your
Amen.
Kid come home, hey, Ma, I got something to tell you. Oh, Lord. Instead of that?
Right. Okay,
you're
come
like,
on,
what you got?
Right.
It changes.
Right.
And here's the thing. When you start to live that way, you know, people will start to take on, you know what I mean? You can change the environment in your home,
yeah. Yeah.
on your job.
Because
think about how many things when people set a negative environment, how that can get you down. You don't even know why you're down. But you realize, oh, I was just over there, and they were
uh-huh.
just complaining,
yeah.
and they were, you know.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes I'm really cautious of people I talk to. And when I hear people saying things, especially the people of God, and they say things that are, like, that's what the world says. Like, for example, they say to me, well, you know, this economy is bad. I don't even want to talk to them anymore. I really don't.
I know.
What kind of speaking is that for a person of God? Who cares about this world economy?
Right,
there's no recession in heaven.
Amen. That's right.
And the Bible says we are citizens of heaven. So there's no recession in heaven. There's no job layoffs in heaven.
Wow.
You don't see no angels on the unemployment line.
Well, that's
I'm going to preach that way. Angels in the unemployment line. See, because in some people, they got angels in the unemployment line. But if my God, there's no angels in the unemployment line.
Amen. I know that's right.
Right?
Yes.
And so we can have expectation, though, and it can change the atmosphere in our home, yes. in our churches, on the job, in our schools, right, in our relationships.
Yes.
And there's something about, you know, having that expectation. I think most couples, I'm just thinking now, like, when earlier in our marriage and different points in time, when, you know, every marriage goes through ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
We go through ups and downs.
Yes.
And I just, you know, earlier, you know, when maybe we didn't have certain things
mm-hmm.
and we didn't see a way to get them done, you know what I mean? And it's funny because sometimes, you know, you sort of feel resigned to a certain fate.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't feel good and you feel a little depressed or whatever. And then something that when your mindset changes
yeah.
and if someone, one of you just starts to believe, well, you know, if we do this, then maybe we can. And because that person now is speaking words of hope,
that
other one goes,
yeah,
you're right. Oh, but what about this? And the next thing you know, you're starting to think of thoughts and ideas
yeah.
and ways. And next thing you know, you're moving in that direction.
Yeah.
And what seemed like a hopeless situation where nothing can be done now gets transformed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's something, it's amazing what hope
can do.
That's expressed
yeah.
can actually begin
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's like bringing this, you know, the word to pass. And in the morning, you shall see the glory of God. Even the husband and the wife, you know, once somebody speaks that
yeah.
thing, you know, then the other person can bounce off of that.
Amen.
And then they start bouncing off
Amen.
Of each other. So then you have all this life
Amen.
Coming into the situation
yep.
that seemed like it was dead.
Yep.
And it's all because somebody opened up their mouth with some
no
kind
question.
Of hope.
That's right.
Because that's what it is. What's that term? Hope springs.
Eternal. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think that's in the Bible.
It's
though.
Not in the Bible,
yeah.
but it's just.
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a cause and effect.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and it's even, of course, it works even better because now you're speaking the word to each
no
other.
No question.
When you start
yeah.
speaking the word, because
yep.
the word is light by itself.
That's
so
right.
You speak the word to each other and just go places.
So here's the thing, somebody's out there, right?
Amen.
And they're watching. And, you know, they may think that you're stuck in this rut, you know. And, you know, and disappointment can set in, because it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody gets disappointed. Nobody's immune. I mean,
right.
I can't tell you how many times I'm disappointed, you know what I mean? But here's the thing, I just believe in the goodness of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just like many of you.
Yeah.
And, but here's the thing, the goodness of God is not that far away.
Amen.
Because
okay.
it says here, right? Right? And in the morning, you
morning.
Shall see the glory of God.
Amen.
The morning is not that far away.
Amen.
Right now it's like 2:00 in the afternoon. Morning's not that far.
That's right. Joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And so somebody needs to be encouraged out there in that the thing that you need, the move of God that you need in your life or that you're expecting in loved one's life.
Yes.
It's not that far away.
Yes.
But continue to remain steadfast and unmovable, believing that you shall see the glory of the Lord. In whatever situation you need
yeah.
to see it, in your own situation, in the situation of somebody else's, and maintain that positive
yes.
right
yeah.
expectation. And here's the other thing: surround yourself with like-minded
yes.
people.
Amen.
Be careful who you know allow into your inner circle, because I find that when you're going through some things,
mm-hmm.
and you know, like David, you're encouraging yourself in the
yes.
Lord. You need people around you who are of like faith.
Yes.
You know, you need people of like faith who can, you know, when you start speaking words of faith, they
yes.
can say to you, amen, brother, amen, sister, I'm believing
right.
that with you.
That's right.
And then even like you said, they may even throw something else on top of yours,
right.
you know what I mean,
yes.
in scripture, and then you just start to build from that.
Yes.
That's what you need.
Yes.
We need to build each other up. We need to speak
amen.
Words of grace that are seasoned
yes.
with salt, that minister grace to the hearers. That's what we need to
yes.
do.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And so, you know, as you encourage yourself, you know, ask God to send across your path people who can speak words of faith and hope
yes.
and life.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because
yes.
we can't do it by ourselves,
no.
right? And we're never meant to operate by ourselves. But
yes.
But God, you know, God can do it. Amen.
Amen.
And, but we just got to start with that thing. I shall see the glory of the Lord in the morning.
Amen. And this is the same to me. And it's not just morning. It's just not
right.
a time in this.
Right.
You know, it's the bouncing off. You know, just got that revelation. The bouncing off. That's your morning. Because then you start to feel cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, then you get to see the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, because as you talk to each other and things are bouncing off and the word is coming back and forth and you're just being filled with life and you're
Amen.
Being filled with hope and you're being filled with expectation, there's your morning.
Amen.
You know, because that, how you were feeling a few minutes ago, it changed.
Yeah.
It changed
Amen.
Over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Morning.
Yeah, so it's not even the time of day.
Yeah, it's not even time of day.
We praise God for that.
Yes.
I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
That's right. I see
Amen.
The goodness of God. But that's the thing. And we just love the Lord because He encourages us. And He knows, listen, what we go through.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what you're going through.
Amen.
He knows, you know, the struggles that we face. Amen.
Amen.
But, you know, the one thing that he doesn't want us to give up.
Yeah.
Amen. So I think that too many people have given up just short of their breakthrough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And if this helps somebody hold on just
a
little bit longer,
until
that breakthrough comes, then it'll be well worth it. Amen.
It's right there.
Amen. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We want you to believe that. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You want to close us out with a song?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd try. Amen. Maybe next time?
Yeah.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time we'll see the glory of the Lord as
the
you
Lord.
Close us out with a selection.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave now before I get in trouble.
Yes.
But, so, listen, be encouraged.
Yes.
And know this, that Jesus loves you. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus loves you. And He is Lord of all. Amen. We say that all
yes.
the time. But we want you to know that, that Jesus is Lord. And Jesus loves you. And His love
never fails.
Amen.
More precious than gold, loving me though, so I'm